and a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Home sweet home. The Bradenton Marauders return back to Lee Comm Park after a six-game road series in Fort Myers, Florida. This is the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Bradenton hosts first place Clearwater. Threshers and the Phillies single-A affiliate come in with a 34-17 record on the season. Thomas and Zarelli again getting you set for game one of six here between the Phillies and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Marauders coming off a six-game road trip in Fort Myers in which they dropped 5 out of 6, including the finale on Sunday by a score of 2-1. Marauders, you know, pitched well yet again, just unfortunately couldn't get the offense going. And that contest did have a run in the top of the ninth inning to avoid the shutout. And as Marilyn Valdez doubled down the right field line, then they had the bases loaded with two outs, and Wes Zapata at the plate, unfortunately, struck out by Jack Noble, who they brought out of the bullpen for that last out. And so the Marauders fell 2-1. So they are looking to snap their four-game losing skid. They ended up having a doubleheader on Saturday, dropped both of those, but some really close contest. We saw Christian Curtis throw a complete game, a seven-inning complete game, went six frames on Saturday, the 25th complete game in Marauders franchise history. Now today, look for another strong pitching performance from Hung Lung Chang, 2-3 at the 3.44 ERA. He goes opposite of Casey Stewart, the right-hander, 4-2 and a 2.84 ERA this year for the Threshers. Marauders and Threshers playing game one of six here. And Bradenton, Florida, we come back here on the pregame show. We'll get you some scores in the week that's going to be here in the FSL. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best.
What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show here at Lecom Park as the Marauders getting set to play the Clearwater Threshers in game one of a six-game homestand. Take a look at the organizational scoreboard beginning with the Pittsburgh Pirates org as the Pirates getting set to throw first pitch as well at home at PNC Park against the Los Angeles Dodgers, coming one of the best teams in big league ball with 15 games above 500. They'll have to meet Jared Jones, though. The tag team duo of him, Paul Skeens, and even throwing Mitch Keller in there have been fantastic. Keller is strong last month, and today they go to the former Marauder himself in Jared Jones. First pitch coming up any second now at PNC Park. Elsewhere, AAA Indianapolis is home against Columbus today. That is the Cleveland Guardians AAA affiliate Michael Plassmeyer gets the ball there. Double A Altoona is playing in Richmond as they start a six-game road series. Bubba Chandler is the starter there. Derek Diamond faces the Phillies' Hiya affiliate at home at First National Bank Field at 6:30 first pitch. Grasshoppers have a game-and-a-half lead after the rainout on Sunday in Asheville, and so have a game-and-a-half lead on Jersey Shore, and so that's a very important series there. We start to wind down in the first half of the 2024 season. And the Florida State League, let's see, right now Palm Beach is heading to the seventh inning right now. 3-1 Blue Jays on top. Bottom one in St. Lucie, no score, just off and running. The Mets taking on the Daytona Tortugas. This week, Jupiter heads to Lakeland. Fort Myers is in Tampa for six. And, of course, here Bradenton hosting the Clearwater Threshers. It's a big week for both Lakeland and Clearwater, as right now, Threshers have a one-game lead on Lakeland, who won in Clearwater on Sunday. Marauders right now 13 games back. They are in fifth place out of six in the FSL West Division. On the other side in the East, Palm Beach has a one-game lead on Jupiter. So very important 2.5 weeks to end the first half of the 2024 Florida State League season. Well, the anthem coming up, we'll get you lineups on the other side here on the Marauders pregame show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. It's time now to give you this tonight's starting lineups as both managers are right now at home plate. Manager Jim Horner for Bradenton and Marty Malloy for Clearwater. Our umpires today, Austin Mayshak is calling balls and strikes. William Pascal is in the field today for game one. For the visiting Threshers, here is how they line up tonight. Left fielder Pierce Bennett hits leadoff, followed by the shortstop in Aiden Miller. Devin Saltabon, second baseman, hits third. Jordan Fires, the DH, hits cleanup. Caden Hediger plays first base and bats fifth. The catcher Jared Thomas bats sixth. Nico Powaka-Grego, third baseman, is slotted in the seventh spot. Hitting eighth and playing right field is Raylan Heredia, with the center fielder Avery Owosu-Asiedu rounding out the starting nine for the Clearwater Threshers. They send right-hander Casey Stewart to the bump today, 4-2 and a 2.84 ERA on the season. Marauders will send Hong Long Chang to the hill, 2-3 with a 3.44 ERA this year. For the Marauders, here is how they align in game one of this six-game series against the Threshers. Left-handed hitting left fielder Braylon Bishop hits leadoff, followed by the DH today in Eddie Rodriguez. Omar Alfonso does the catching, and a lefty, he bats third. Lefty center fielder Shalene Polanco hits cleanup, followed by the first baseman in Axio Plaz. Switch hitting shortstop Connor Delgado bats sixth, as Marilyn Valdez, the right fielder, hits seventh. Third baseman Javier Rivas hits eighth, and Gerald Toledo, the second baseman and the switch hitter, rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. Again, they send Hong Long Chang to the hill today, looking to snap their four-game losing streak that they picked up, having dropped 5 out of 6 to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Well, that is the Marauders pregame show. When we come back, we will have first pitch for you coming up next year on the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network.
Telling your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up! Hey,
play ball! It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From a picturesque Tuesday night in the beginning of June from Lecombe Park, the Bradenton Marauders begin a six-game series with the Clearwater Threshers here in Bradenton. And with that, we welcome you from the rest of our entire crew. Thomas Zinzarella saying hello on this Tuesday night. Marauders sending Hung Long Cheng to the hill tonight as Bradenton looks to snap their four-game losing streak. We're coming off a six-game series on the road in Fort Myers as Threshers coming off a very important homestand in which they played the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And that was a really big series for them. Right now, if you look at the standings, they dropped the last two, and so it's just a one-game cushion now for Clearwater on Lakeland. It's starting to wind down here in the first half of the season, which the first half and the second half, they meet in the middle of a series. It is June 20th is the last day of the first half, and so you basically have these six games, next week six, and then three more. And so that's 15 games to go, this being game number 52 out of this 132-game schedule. Can't believe we're almost through the first half of the season. Threshers, who won the first half last year, looking to do the same here in 2024. Well, Hung Long Cheng's ready to go. He'll face Pierce Bennett, Aiden Miller, and Devin Saltabon. And so Bennett steps in the right side. They got to close the gate out in right field. And so Valdez is jogging after. As Bennett gets ready to climb in here to the right side. Marauders in their home white uniforms. Threshers, their red tops, gray pants. As Chang steps on top of the hill right now. And fires downhill. Swing and a miss on a first pitch fastball at 93 miles an hour. And so we're off and running at 6:32 p.m. here at Lee Comm Park in Bradenton, Florida. Chang winds home the 0-1. And a fastball just in tight for ball. It's 1-1. Chang this year coming in with a 2-3 win-loss record, a 3.44 ERA. Native of Taiwan. The 1-1. Yeah, that's a fastball at the kneecaps. Called strike. It's 1-2. 22-year-old. Signed as a free agent back in January of 2022. First full season with the Marauders. And the 1-2. Check swing. Ball in the dirt on the appeal. He didn't go around. William Pascal, our field umpire today. Austin Mayshak is calling balls and strikes. So Chang looks to go back to it here. And the 2-2. Swing and a fly ball served up in the air to right center. Valdez with the sunglasses on, angles into the alley, stops and has it. One gone in the first inning. Well, let's get to the defense today. Starting in the outfield, left to right, Braylon Bishop, Shalene Polanco, and Valdez, who you just saw out of right field. Javi Rivas is at third. Connor Delgado, Gerald Toledo up the middle. Axel Plaza is at first. Omar Alfonso is doing the catching for the righty Hung Long Cheng. Faces the righty Aiden Miller. First pitch is outside for a ball at 94. Cheng throws a couple of different pitches. Four-seam fastball and a sinker. And then a curveball changeup mix. The 1-0. And Miller takes a four-seamer that time for a called strike. It's 1-1. Right there at the knees against first-round pick last year by the Phillies. From the windup, 1-1. And a curveball high that time. It's 2-1. Miller this year really off to a good start, hitting 297 in his 35th game. 14 doubles and 5 home runs. A 25 driven in. And a 2-1. Miller clubs one deep down the left field line, but foul. And strike two on him. Miller also with 10 stolen bases and 11 tries. He's tied for the team lead. The 2-2. So we're going to ground her foul third base side. They'll do it again. The last time the Marauders faced the Threshers was in their own ballpark up in Clearwater, just about an hour or so from Lee Comm. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three, and Chang strikes him out. Two gone, a base is empty for Devin Saltabon. The Threshers opened the 2024 season right here at Lee Comm Park with a three-game set. Thrashers took two of the three, and then from April 23rd to April 28th up in Clearwater, the Marauders dropped five of the six there, and which was a really tightly contested series. As Saltabon takes a fastball low at 94 for ball one. The Marauders won the Friday night game 1-0 on a P.J. Hilson, a late solo home run. I believe it was the seventh or the eighth inning. 1-0. Swinging a foul back behind Tom. It's 1-1. That was score. Two outs, base is empty in the top of the first. Hilson now up in high at Greensboro, absolutely crushing it up there. But the series had four one-run games and two games decided by two runs. 1-1. Slow roller foul, third base side. That's 1-2 on Saltabon. The first game was a 2-1 result, and again, just a couple of late runs allowed. Hurt the Marauders. Bullpen's been great this year, though, overall. 1-2 from Chang. Sharp hit ground ball, foul again, third base side. Just past manager Barney Beloy. Saltabon, a guy in that last contest, he had a pair of home runs. Got some power on the right side. Five home runs in the season. Hitting 225 in 40 games. And the 1-2. Swing and a number, first base side. Plaz has it right next to the base and takes himself a 1-2-3 top of the first for Hunt Lung Chang. Half an inning, no score in Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lee Comm Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one at Lee Comm Park in Bradenton, Florida. No score between the Threshers and the Marauders. After Hung Long Chang retired the side of order, the writer Casey Stewart looks to do the same for the Threshers. He's got the lefty Braylon Bishop coming up for his pitch and swinging a foul tip into the glove of Jared Thomas for strike one. Two lefties in the first three today. Bishop is a lefty. Then Rodriguez is on deck as a righty. Alfonso, a lefty. 0-1, and it's off the plate outside. With an off speed, it's 1-1. Brelin just had a long hitting streak snapped on Saturday in the doubleheader. 1-1, bunted up in the air, foul behind Tobe. Thomas can't get to it. It's strike two. Bishop, who's spent some time on the injured list, playing in just his 16th game of the season, but had a hitting streak of 8 games. Had some big moments last week. Last Wednesday, go-ahead, 3-run home run. 1-2. So we're going to pop foul off the left side. They'll do it again. Brillen with 2 home runs, 10 RBIs, and 4 stolen bases this year. The 1-2. That's taken low. Good eye that time. It's 2-2. It's the righty Casey Stewart. Pitch, and Bishop skies it high in the air, deep to right center. Owusu-Asiedu and Heredia out there. There's the right fielder Heredia, backs up towards the edge of the warning track and puts it away, one gone. Well, let's meet the defense for the Threshers today in game one. Start on the outfield left to right. Pierce Bennett, Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Raylan Heredia is over and right. On the infield, Nico Powakop-Grego's at third. Aylin Aiden Miller, Devin Saltabon up the middle. Kaden Hediger is at first, and Jerry Thomas does the catching. As a first pitch fastball at 95 is low for ball one. The righty Eddie Rodriguez. And the 1-0. Fastball that time is at the knees at 96 for a called strike. It's 1-1. Stewart, a quick worker, the 1-1. And that's rolled foul, third base side for strike two. 22-year-old Casey Stewart stands the mound at 6'5", 260 pounds. 1-2, and a breaking ball foul back. I'll do it again. Born in Wichita, Kansas. Played college ball in Kansas. At Washburn, a 1-2. Swing and a foul at the dish. Now time called as Eddie Rodriguez and the 1-2 swing and a miss. Nasty slider on the outside corner gets him swinging, and just like that, two gone, nobody on the bottom of the first inning, no score in Bradenton. Here is Omar Alfonso. Washburn University. Out in Kansas in Topeka. First pitch to lefty Alfonso. He takes it inside, fastball for called strike. Division II school that play in the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association, MIAA for short. The 0-1, swing and a foul back. It's nothing and two on Omar. Stewart with 2 appearances against the Marauders this season. And the 0-2. That's down it in for a ball. Already seen most of his arsenal so far. Mid-90s fastball. Good changeup. A good slider. 1-2. Swing and a miss. There's the changeup. Gets Alfonso out in front of back-to-back strikeouts for Stewart. And a 1-2-3 of first inning. After 1, no score in Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, Threshers and Marauders scoreless as both pitchers a 1-2-3 first inning. Righty Hung Lung Chang faces the middle of the order. Jordan Viers, big power lefty, awaits the first pitch. Here it is. And that's a sinker cut on a missed out for strike one. Viers coming off a big week in Lakeland. He was named the Florida State League Player of the Week. The 0-1. And a slow breaking ball. Anthony's a called strike. That's the curve. And it's nothing and two on Viers. Chang with one strikeout in the first inning. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a pop foul off the left side. Do it again. Had four home runs last week. Including one on Sunday. Fell just a triple shy of the cycle. Went 3-for-4. Around the lineup, the 0-2. Swinging a number, third base side, and it's going to spin foul. Right off the edge of the bat. Third baseman Rivas playing off the bag at third. Which for Clearwater at their ballpark, it's a very, you get a lot of triples there. Bank here ballpark, you see a lot of triples. The big alley in right center. The 0-2. High and away, miss with a changeup. It's 1-2. Well, Viers on the season now hitting .274. There was 7 bombs and 25 driven in. 1-2. Swinging a line drive. Scorch back up in the center field. Base hit. Drops in front of Shalene Polanco, and so Jordan Viers continues his hot trend here. He's aboard. A leadoff single in the second inning. So here's Keaton Henninger now, the first baseman. Threshers have lost their last two games in that series in Lakeland. Marauders their last four games on the road in Fort Myers. First pitch to Henninger. Wave and a miss and a breaking ball down and in for strike one. Which for Bradenton, the road's always just been a trouble for them this season. They have the most home wins, tied for the most, in the entire Florida State League. And the 0-1's outside. It's 1-1, 17-10 record. Same record that Palm Beach has at home. Who's at home right now tonight against Dunedin. On the road, Marauders are just 4-20. 1-1. That's in tight for a ball, 2-1. That was score here, top of the second inning. Viers out first. Lead off single by him, and here's Henninger. Chang set at 2-1. Off the plate outside, it's 3-1. On Henninger riding a 12-game on base streak coming in. Chang sets and the pitch. Swinging a pop foul on a play behind him. Runs the count full. Chang last Tuesday in Fort Myers picked up the loss in a 5-2 losing effort. Really, Fort Myers, they jumped out early against him, and so that's why that first inning was, I think, for him a nice change of pace. 3-2, and he tucks a fastball down and in for ball four. So a single now, a walk here to start this second inning brings up Jared Thomas as Threshers aim to try to foam our game's first run in the second inning. Now last Tuesday was a bit tough for Chang. Mighty Muscles just jumped all over the pitching that day. Thomas a lefty open stance, and he takes low for ball one. Also scored two in the first and then two in the second. One in the fourth inning then. Gave him five runs on nine hits in five innings. Did strike out four. A long stare to second base and fires the 1-0. And a curveball sinks low. It's 2-0. Fall behind a few of the hitters early in the count in the second inning after he was really in the zone, threw just five balls on 16 pitches in the first. 2-0. Swinging a pop-up. Left side of the infield. Infield fly ball is going to be infect here. Rivas does make the catch behind the mound. As Thomas is jammed and pops out on the infield. One gone in the top of the second inning. Scoreless ball game between Clearwater and Bradenton. First game of six this week between the Pirates and the Phillies, single A affiliates. Here's Nico Pauaca-Grego. Lefty batter from Melbourne, Australia. First pitch, and that's down and in the dirt for ball one. But for Chang, these last two starts give him five runs in five innings in Fort Myers, four runs in four innings at home against Dunedin. A guy that had an ERA sub one for most of this first half of the season. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball. Right side, it's through. In a right field, base hit. Fires, touches third. He's coming home. Throw goes into third base, and it's just late. Valles with a good arm. But it's an RBI single for Nico Pauaca-Grego, and the Threshers strike first in the second. It's 1-0. So Hediger goes first and third on the base hit from Pauaca-Grego. And first and third with one gone, one run in. Here is Raylan Heredia. Righty batter against the Ryanair Hung Long Cheng, who kicks off first pitch. And slider down and away for ball one. The 1-0, and that's on the inside corner for a called strike. There's that sinker. Well, Thrashers this season, when they score first, they are almost untouchable. 25-4 this season when they score first. The 1-1, breaking ball, lifted in the air to deep right. Valdez backs up, and now he rocks forward, has the catch. And that will score. Hediger from third base, sacrifice fly for Raylan Heredia. Doubles the Threshers' tally. It's 2-0 in the second. So a productive out there. With the runner at first still, two gone, two home in this second inning. Avery Owusu-Asiudu, the 9-0 hitter, steps up to the dish. Opening pitch to him is a fastball, kneecap high, called strike. Now that's one thing, too, if the Marauders, when they do score first, you know, their pitching is usually good enough. They've had one of the best bullpens this year. And the 0-1's whiffed out and missed on a breaking ball. It's 0-2. And that's what can make Bradenton such a dangerous combo. Pitching has kept him in many games this year. Coming with an ERA of 3.87 overall as a staff. 0-2. Jack swing. And it's downstairs for a ball. Marauders bullpen a 3.66 ERA in the season. They had the best bullpen ERA in the month of May, though, in single A, and the seventh best in minor league baseball, 2.73. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Power fastball right past him. Second strikeout for Chang, but two runs home in the inning. It's 2-0 Thrashers after 1.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th, as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Two nothing Thrashers in the bottom of the second inning as Casey Stewart facing the lefty Shalene Polanco. First pitch is outside for ball one on the 93-mile-hour fastball. 4, 5, and 6 due up after Stewart retired the side in order. And the 1-0 heater is upstairs. It's 2-0. Shook out the last two bed though in that first inning. Now left side of the infield swung over. 2-0. That's a called strike. Fastball 94. Thrashers got two runs on two hits to leave a man on base last inning. 2-1. And fastball inside for ball three. Blanco in last week's series went 4-for-13 with a double and five walks. 3-1. And swinging a high fly ball, shallow right center. Heredia's racing in. Saltabon's backing out. It's the second baseman who has the catch. Battling that center on the third base side. And now the first four men in a row retired for Casey Stewart. And one out, base is empty. Axial Plaza. Marauders first baseman climbs in the right side. First pitch from Stewart is upstairs for ball one. Heredia's making his 10th appearance, 9th start of the season for Clearwater. Last year made three appearances out of the bullpen. As a 1-0, is at the knees for a called strike. Even the count. Very fast worker, the 1-1. Swinging a foul off at the dish. It plies on the backside for strike two. Stewart's last outing in the series against Lakeland. Picked up the loss, gave up two runs on three hits. Struck out seven in five innings, though. 1-2. Swinging a line drive towards center, right at Owosuasiodu. Now he moves to his left in the alley, makes the catch hip high. And two quick outs here in the second inning for Connor Delgado. Now Stewart was almost unhittable through the first month of the season. Two of those starts and her appearances came against Bradenton. Pitch on the Sunday, out of the bullpen. Opening weekend. First pitch, Delgado flies in the air. Shallow left center, Bennett over and in, has it on the run for the final out of the inning. So another 1-2-3 inning for Casey Stewart. 2-0 Thrashers after 2 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning at Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida. 2-0 Thrashers leading. Marauders, top of the order, due up against the right-hander Hung Lung Cheng. Righty Pierce Bennett at the plate, shows bunt and fouls it back over the netting for strike one. Thrashers last inning. End up sending six men to the plate, got two runs on three hits, an RBI single from Nico Palacagrego, and then a sack fly from Raylan Heredia scored both runs. Cheng sets from the back hip and the 0-1. And he tugs a breaky ball in the dirt for a ball. Marauders this season against Thrashers are just 2-7. Having lost their last two games against the Phillies single A affiliate. 1-1, and breaking ball high, it's 2-1. The one player who was activated off the injury list the last time we were in Clearwater was in the news today, and one of the many, many, many moves around the Pittsburgh Pirates org. 2-1, that's in tight for ball three. Infielder Clyde Harrison was promoted from Bradenton to Double-A Altoona today. Responding move, Juan Jerez was activated off the development list. 3-1, fastball chopped on the infield. Delgado backs up from towards the edge of the outfield grass. Strong throw gets him by about a step. And one gone in the inning for Aiden Miller. 2-0 Thrashers, top of the third, with Miller coming to the plate. A lot of moves in the Pittsburgh Pirates org today, too. I mean, a lot of moving parts. The three players called up today from AAA Indianapolis, and so big league roster needs some guys. And first pitch is a fastball down and away to the righty Miller for ball one. So that's what usually what happens, or it's a trickle-down effect from the big leagues down to single A in the complex. Chang's 1-0, and a big, heavy curveball whiffed out and missed for strike one. And the count's even. Former first overall pick Henry Davis going back to the big leagues today. The 1-1. Fastball. Slow roller towards third. Rivas gobbles it up, throws across the diamond. Throw is true. Back-to-back ground outs. And a quick two outs here for Cheng in the third. Thrashers still ahead by a pair. Devin Saltamont on the plate. Jack Sawinski, who was sent down about a week ago, is being recalled along with Leova Piguero. Had a good week last week against Omaha. The two gone. Base is empty in the 1-1. The first pitch is a fastball at the knees, called strike. Ben Heller was selected today. We had Heller for about 2 weeks in April. The 0-1. And that's down. It's 1-1. Heller was on rehab with the Marauders. Spent parts of 5 big league seasons with the Yankees and the Braves. Mostly the Yankees, though. The 1-1. And a breaking ball on the inside. Black called strike. Jiwon Bae was sent to the 10-day IL with a right wrist sprain. Michael and Taylor on paternity leave. And Jose Hernandez option to AAA. Grant Koch designated for assignment. And a swing and a miss for strike three. A nice bounce back for Hong Long Cheng. He's got his third strikeout on a 1-2-3 third. 2-0 Thrashers after 2.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases. But it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
As Marlon Valdez stands on the right side, first pitch from Casey Stewart is fouled off the glove of Jared Thomas for strike one. Kickstart this bottom of the third inning. Threshers with a 2-0 cushion right now in the opening game of this six-game series. The 0-1. And fastball line through the right side into right field. First man to reach today is a hot shot single to the right side by as Merlin Valdez. See if that can get things going here against Casey Stewart. Retired the first six of the ball game. Now Javier Rivas and Gerald Toledo to follow. When Rivas playing third base today. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch. And that's fouled off at home plate for strike one. Rivas this season. Trying to bring that average up at 166 right now. A pair of home runs and 14 RBIs. Hit his second home run of the season last week in Fort Myers. 0-1. And breaking pitch down and in. That was a changeup there for ball one. Rivas with his first home run since the end of April here against Daytona. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at a fastball in the outer half, it's 1-2. Toss over to first base. Short dive back for Valdez. Rivas homered in game one of the doubleheader, along with Connor Delgado on Saturday. 1-2. And a breaking ball just off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Rivas with one of the best gloves and one of the best arms you'll see in the Florida State League. 2-2. Breaking ball popped to the air, first base side. Foul ground, Henniger. He's towards the fence, but it's into the first row of seats right behind the dugout. Rivas this season. His 19th start at third. He's started 25 games at shortstop. Only two positions he's played in. The Pirates always love versatility, and a lot of their players, like Delgado, is playing shortstop today. Stuart Rennie's in the 2-2. Swing and a tip into the mitt of Thomas for strike three. Third strikeout for the right-hander. And one gone. 2-0 Threshers bottom three with Valdez at first. Here's Gerald Toledo. Toledo's switch hitter batting left, first pitch, and he smacks that one the opposite way deep. Bennett backs up to his right, though, has a chest high. And lines out on one pitch for the second out of the third inning. Line of Carr does flip back over to the top, and Braylon Bishop. Pressure's got both runs in the second inning against Hung Lung Cheng. Third baseman Polanka Grego on the grass as Bishop flies it down the air. In the left field line, it's right off the tarp. The tarp for strike one. Yeah, Saturday's game in Fort Myers, that was the first really weather-related cancellation we've had a game. We had a game that was completed early due to rain, but that was in Lakeland. Hoping that that tarp does not come off at all anytime soon. 0-1. Change up low. Bit of a sidestep home that time from Stewart. Ready's, and the 1-1. That's outside with another change. 2-1. Been a perfect week here so far. Yesterday, had a little bit of afternoon showers, but no game. 2-1. And Bishop pulls that one deep down the right field line, but foul. Now towards the clubhouse, it's 2-2. With two outs, bottom three. Runner at first. 2-0. Threshers. Stewart set from the bell. And the pitch. Swing of the line drive down the right field line. Foul. Just down in front of it again. Another off-speed pitch. Well, Bishop came up big in their last homestand at the end against Dunedin. They end up splitting it, but had a number of key hits. Especially with the runners in the scoring position. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. He battled, but Stewart ends up winning the war there with his fourth strikeout. A scoreless third inning. No runs, a hit, man left. 2-0 after three. Clearwater on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Leecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck.
Top of the fourth inning, Threshers ahead of the Marauders, 2-0. Look to tack on some more. 4, 5, and 6 due up as Jordan Byers gets set to dig into the left side with some wardrobe malfunction there at first. Applause and taking off his hat, readjusting himself. Now he's good to go. Ready, Hung Long Cheng strides home, and the first pitch is outside for ball one. To the lefty, Byers. Singleton scored last inning, or in the second inning, his first time up. The 1-0. Swing and a fly ball, struck well. The left field, Bishop running in towards the line, makes the catch. And he's retired to start the fourth inning. We're talking about some of the roster moves up and down. Pittsburgh Pirates org, just so many, we didn't get to them all. Jason DeLay, who rehabbed here, well, last homestand for one game. I was reinstated from the 60-day IL and optioned down at Triple A to get some more at bats in. First pitch is ripped out of miss by Caden Hediger for strike one. And then Marco Gonzalez was transferred from two of the 60-day IL. So, boy, a busy day on the player development side of things for the Pittsburgh Pirates this afternoon. And the 0-1 curveball is on the outside, black called strike. One out, base is empty, top four. Two zip, Threshers. The 0-2 from Chang. That's down and in. But boy, has he responded since giving up those two runs. Came on an RBI single from Nico Pouaca-Grego and a Aurelian Heredia sack fly. He's retired the last five. 1-2. There's another breaking ball off the plate. It's 2-2. Hediger walked and scored in the second inning. He's got 8 walks against the Marauders this season. Hasn't hit great numbers-wise, just 2-for-10 head-to-head. And the 2-2. Check swing. He got him on a soar down and in. Nasty pitch there from Chang. He's got his fourth K. And 2 gone in the fourth inning for Jared Thomas. This is an offense in Clearwater that has hit pretty well against the Marauders at times this season. But they've been really mostly kept at bay. A lot of low-scoring games between the two. As Jared Thomas swings, lines one in the hole. What hopper speared by Toledo from shallow right field. Beautiful play there on a 1-2-3 fourth inning. That is now 7 in a row retired, 3.5 gone. 2-0 Threshers on the Marauders broadcast network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck. Needless to say, I'm keeping a check.
Bottom four, Leacom Park in Bradenton. Rodgers trailing a pair of runs right now. 2-3-4, two up in the lineup card against the right-hander Casey Stewart, who's been almost untouchable today. Rodgers have one hit against him. He struck out four in the first three. And the first pitch, Rodriguez fans on a cutter that time for strike one. Quick worker, the 0-1. High and in with a fastball. It's 1-1. Rodriguez struck out swinging in the first. Around the lineup, he wheels home. And that's just a hair low. Another cutter, it's 2-1. Rodriguez, pretty good week last week, 5-for-19 with an RBI. 2-1 hits him on the hand, and he'll walk up the first base line. Now, he had about two plays like that last week. One of them hit off the knob of the barrel, for sure. That was on Sunday. Then he had another on Friday or Saturday where hit off his hand, and the home plate umpire last week ruled that hit off the knob of the barrel and held him right there at home. So leadoff man on for the second straight inning as Marilyn Valdez, who singled last inning, was left at first base. Here's Omar Alfonso, lefty. First pitch, he takes down low for ball one. 2-0 Thrashers in the fourth inning. Ready sets in the 1-0. Is fouled back. It's 1-1. I mentioned the Pirates are playing the Dodgers right now. Jared Jones on the hill. Allowed three hits and two-plus scoreless innings, 2-2/3 scoreless. The 1-1, Alfonso grounds it right side sharply. Good play by Saltabon, moving to left in the hole, and gets Alfonso with Rodriguez advancing to second base. So man gone, but now a runner in scoring position. Angeline Polanco to the plate. Rodgers trailing two. Jared Jones struck out Shohei Ohtani at 101 mile hour fastball. First pitch to Polanco is rifled back to the screen for strike one. Jared Jones, who pitched Marauders back in 2021, part of their Low A Southeast Championship season. 0-1, pulled on the ground, foul for the first base side. Staff that featured Jim Horner was the bench coach, now the manager for the Marauders. Trying to guide them 2-1 here. Right now, first half winding down, about 15 games left. Including today, this is game number 52 of a 132-game season. Thrashers right now with a game lead on the Flying Tigers. Pickoff move to second base. And Rodriguez with a headlong dive in. Right now, Lakeland is on top of Jupiter, 2-0 in the fourth inning. 0-2, and Polanco takes outside for a ball. Oh, the Pirates' high affiliate and the Greensboro Grasshoppers are in the middle of a big stretch as well. They have a game and a half lead. A 1-2. And a breaking ball high. Blanco's worked it back from 0-2 to 2-2. Stewart settles in. Rodriguez bouncing at second base. 2-2. Swing and a foul back. Which right now, Greensboro is taking on the Phillies' high affiliate in the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, who are a game and a half back. Be a fun week there at First National Bank Field. 2-2. Breaking ball, whiffed at a miss for strike three. Good pitch there, gets him. Five Ks now for Casey Stewart. And two outs to the man on second base. Here's Axio Plaza. Marauders trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch to the righty. And he swings the pitch down and out of the zone for strike one. Right now, Greensboro is behind 1-0 at the bottom of the third inning. The 0-1. And that saw the inside corner for a called strike. Just sneaks on there as Plaz thought it was a bit in tight, but today through Thursday, it is the auto balls and strike system. So the umpires, they don't call their zone, at least the home plate umpire. 0-2. And slider off the plate for a ball. Then we'll get the challenge system this weekend. Stewart readies again. And the 1-2 runner in motion. Pitches a weak ground ball. Diving stop by Miller. He pops up, throws offline, and it gets behind Hediger at first. That scores Rodriguez. And the Marauders have cut the deficit in half. It's now just a 2-1 Threshers lead. So an RBI single for Axio Plaza. So the hit batter comes back to hurt him. A runner on, two outs, bottom four. 2-1 as first pitch is rolled on the ground from Delgado. Right at Saltabot, up after he has it and throws on a first. That's the inning. Marauders going to run. It's 2-1. Thrashers, though, after four on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll sing, but let's go, bring me. ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Top of the fifth, Diddy Marauders with a run on the board after the RBI infield single for Axio Plaza. So 2-1, Threshers. Nico Pawaka Grego, lefty, in against the righter Hung Lung Chang. First pitch is a breaking ball, low one inside for ball one. That was a curve. from Chang, who right now sits at 61 pitches, 37 strikes so far. The 1-0. And Polanco Grego takes outside. Another curveball, it's 2-0. Thrasher's third baseman, RBI single to the right side of the second inning, score a run. They got two in the inning. 2-0. And he rifles it back to the screen behind Tome for strike one. So each team with two hits in the contest, but the Thrashers with a one-run cushion. Playing in game one of six this week between the Pirates and the Phillies, single-A affiliates. 2-1, swinging a fly ball, head out towards the alley in right center. Valdez flashing up his hand to Polanco and has it in deep right center, wind blowing out tonight. A loud first out. Here's Raylan Heredia. Right fielder Heredia. First pitch to him. And that bounces in for a ball. Well, since the sacrifice fly from Heredia, the last eight men have been retired. The 1-0. And pitch on the inner third, called strike. So Chang has really done a nice job to salvage this outing. Really just the one bad inning, and that was just a single and a walk to start the second to score the run. 1-1's low. It's 2-1. You got to credit Chang for the bounce back effort that he's provided here in the fifth inning. Ready sets and kicks 2-1. Fastball high and in. Ball's behind here with Ariowosu Asiudu on deck. Pressure is in front, 2-1. And the 3-1 home. Fastball scalded foul, third base side. Pitch is a broken bat. Line drive, third base side. Heredia is only left with the handle. Get a new piece of lumber. I mentioned this, the importance of this series for the Threshers. Magic number of 14 right now. Two wins from them this week would eliminate Bradenton from playoff contention. 3-2. Swing and a foul off of Alfonso. That is, of course, just for the first half of the season. It's the one really nice part about the minor leagues where, you know, the Marauders right now are 9 games below 500. Well, still not anyway. Out of even if it was a full season. It'd have to be if you're St. Lucie, for example, 17-34. They're 17 games below, and they have a new life in the second half. 3-2, call third strike. And Heredia goes down looking. Chang with his fifth strikeout tonight. And a big second out here in the fifth inning. So here's Avery Owusu-Asiudu. Thrasher's center fielder batting right. Two outs, base is empty in the top of the fifth. 2-1 lead for them. And a curveball bounces in for ball one. Now for Chang, this is his second start against Clearwater this season. Pitch at Baycare Ballpark, gave up two unearned runs in 5 innings. Also came in the second inning. The 1-0, fastball high. Just because remember the three-game series, the three pitchers that went were the first three men out of the rotation. Carlson Reed, Michael Kennedy, and Christian Curtis. 2-0, and a fastball on the outside edge for a called strike. Marauders just reshuffled the rotation about 2 weeks ago. So see Antoine Kelly tomorrow. Carlson Reed on Thursday. As a 2-1, popped up right behind him. Alfonso heads towards the screen. And it's out of play. First strike two. Connor Oliver has been the new Sunday man. Base here, but he's moved up a day from the original starts. And Chang has become the Tuesday starter. Antoine Kelly on Wednesdays. Counts even. 2-2. Swing a grounder foul. I think it's nice just to reshuffle. Marauders with a six-man rotation, and so that's the really nice part about it is that you only see a team once a week then. That's always been the one thing about the six-game series now since they've gone to them in the minor leagues. The 2-2. Swing and a man's change of pace there with a changeup. And he picks up back-to-back K's to end this fifth inning. Another 1-2-3 fifth for Hung Lung Cheng. Halfway home, 2-1 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's as Merlin Valdez to kick things off at the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch is a fastball from the righty Casey Stewart in tight for ball one. 7-8-9 due up in the order. And the 1-0 in the dirt for ball two. 2-1. Threshers on top, scored both runs in the second inning. Marauders got their tally last inning. 2-1 is off the plate, 3-0. Good hard fastball at 94. Valdez has one of the two hits today. 3-0. And fastball right down the heart of the plate is a called strike. 3-1. Swinging a foul back. We'll do it again. Valdez now a six-game on a base streak. Here's the full count from Stewart. Swinging a line drive towards left center field. Bennett over to his left, can't get it. It's going to roll to the wall. Valdez heading for second base. He's not stopping around second. Relay throw, it is not in time. Esmerlin Valdez with a triple. And the Marauders are in business in the fifth inning. Oh, that's all hustle there. He was thinking three out of the box. And so Valdez with a triple to start off this fifth inning. Infield is playing least the corners are in. Middle are playing a little bit back with Javier Rivas at the plate. So a 2-for-2 day for Esmerlin Valdez. First pitch to Javi. Bouncer back up the middle and through into center field. Rivas scores. Valdez on a single to tie the game at 2 in the fifth. All of a sudden, bottom of the order doing some damage here against Casey Stewart. Runner's going to run last inning, now another here. And first pitch is skied high in the air, deep right center field. Owusu Asiedu to his left and right of center, has it off his left shoulder. As Gerald Toledo flies out on the first pitch for the second straight time tonight. And one gone. With Rivas out of first. And a 2-2 tie game. Left fielder Braylon Bishop steps in the left side. And the first pitch home is in the dirt for a ball. Good block from Jared Thomas. So Marauders who trailed 2-0 in the second inning. And again, credit Hung Lung Chang for hanging in there. And he's just been outstanding outside of that second inning. The 1-0. Inside for a ball. It's 2-0. Bishop 0 for 2 tonight with a fly out to right. In the first inning, struck out swinging in the third. Trying to keep the line moving here. 2-0. And Bishop scorches one to deep right field. Heredia's going back towards the wall. It's gone. Into the bullpen for Braylon Bishop. And it gives the Marauders a 4-2 lead. Now for Bishop on the air. That's his third blast. RBI's 11-12. And the Marauders have scored 4 unanswered runs now. Boy, that one was a line drive home run. And now a mound visit here. Pitching coach in Gustavo Armas. Out to have a word with Casey Stewart, who was great through 4 innings, gave up that one run last inning, but still just 2 hits allowed. And now in this inning, it's really taken off 3 hits, a triple, a single, and a home run. And so Bradenton in with a 2-run lead now. That ball was hit 105.5 mile an hour off the bat. Braylon Bishop went 344 feet. That went just sneaking out there. It's 335 down the right field line. Here's Eddie Rodriguez, the righty, who takes a slider down and away for ball one. It all started with, as Merlin's Valdez's triple, the 1-0. And Rodriguez takes down low. 2-0 here on Eddie Rodriguez. Stewart for the wild, the pitch home. Fastball fanned on late that time at 93. Two ones foul back. Counts even 2-2. The 2-2. Fastball just down and off the plate. Rodriguez hit by a pitch last inning. He was the man that scored. And now 3 runs here in the fifth. I'm sure a lot of Tiger fans and Lakeland Flying Tiger fans are scoreboard watching. 3-2. He fans on it for strike 3. So Stewart with his 6th strikeout today. two gone in the fifth for Omar Alfonso. Now Lakeland still ahead on Jupiter 2-0 in the top of the sixth inning. At first pitch, Alfonso flies foul. Out of play. Nobody on, two gone, three runs home, including two on a Braylon Bishop home run. The 0-1, and Slaughter skips in. Even to count at 1-1. Omar today 0-2. Strikeout on the first, a ground out to second in the fourth inning. Here's the 1-1. And that's on the outside. Black just catches a piece of it. Good pitch there from Stewart. His pitch count right now is hovering around 80 pitches. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Gets Alfonso. So back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning, but the damage done. Three runs home on an RBI single from Javier Rivas and a two-run blast from Braylon Bishop. 4-2 Marauders on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning after a three-run fifth inning for Bradenton. Now gives Hung Lung Cheng a lead. As Pierce Bennett, the right-hander, steps in. First pitch is a fastball. Belt high called strike. Well, again, the credit goes to Cheng, too, for the streak that he's been on right now. He's retired the last 10 men. The 0-1, and that's down and away for a ball. Strike. It's 0-2, just the way that Alfonso caught that one got me. Now back in it. Oh, 2. That one's low. Well, last inning was a Javier Rivas RBI single after the leadoff triple from Valdez and the Braylon Bishop line drive home run. Jenks sets 1-2. Check swing, and he went around for a strike three. And I don't know how to peel that one. It looked like he did the entire way. 7 Ks now for Hung Lung Cheng. And that is a new career high. 7 strikeouts for the man from Taiwan. Struck out the last 3 men. Here is Aiden Miller, the righty. With one and out, base is empty. And a breaking ball that bounces in. Cheng had 6 strikeouts last July 4th back at Pirate City in the backfields of the Complex League against the FCL Red Sox. The 1-0 and a breaking ball on the inside edge called strike. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Swinging a topper off the plate. Rivas charging it, bare hands on the run. It's dropped by Plaza at first. which I think Miller would have beat it out either way. Had some good speed down the first baseline. And so that will go down as an infield single for Aiden Miller. So now Devin Salt, the ball of the man on. 4-2 Marauders, top of the sixth inning. First pitch, the righty. Swinging a fly ball out towards left field. Bishop towards the line. Dives, can't get it. It rolls past him as Miller gets the windmill around third base. He's in to score. Now Saltabon is slamming on the bricks at third base with an RBI triple. And that brings it back to a one-run ball game. Well, Saltabon now a 12-game on-base streak for him. And now here comes Jim Horner, and that'll do it for Hung Long Chang. So he goes 5 1/3 innings tonight, which is also a career high. A career high 7 strikeouts, but responds with the man on at third base. New hour of the ball game for the Marauders. 4-3, Bradenton in the sixth inning. And the Marauders broadcast network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Southpaw Hunter Furtado enters in for the Bradenton Marauders with one out and a runner at third base. 4-3 Marauders with the infield in here against the lefty Jordan Byers. First pitch home is a fastball from Furtado at 90 miles an hour down low for ball one. Furtado on the season, a 22-year-old from native Florida, making his 15th appearance of the season. 0-1, a 6.52 ERA. 1-0. And a breaking ball is low, 2-0. 16 Ks, 18 walks, and 19 in the third innings. Two zero, and Byers checks a swing, leaves it outside, 3-0. One for 2 day for Byers, who singled and scored back in the second. Thrasher's looking to tie the ball game up here. 3-0. Breaking ball rolled foul for base, first base side. Byers this year hitting with runners in scoring position, hitting .318. 44 at-bats coming in. Big spot for him here and for Tano. 3-1. And that's just low for ball four. So walk to Fires places runners at first and third. The run in the sixth inning for Caden Hediger. The line right now for Hung Long Cheng, who is responsible for Saltabon at third base. Responsible for three runs on the board. Five and third innings, so which is a career high. Four hits, a walk, and seven Ks. Also a career high. Now Hediger, first pitch, fastball high and in for ball one. Furtado, a sixth round pick by the Pirates last year out of Alabama. 1-0. There's a breaking ball on the inside corner, called strike. Alabama was really balanced in the regional round. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball there. And it's 1-2 on Hediger. Really is a strikeout here. 1-2. Swing and a miss. And Furtado strikes out Hediger for the second out. Here's Jared Thomas. A lefty catcher with runners at first and third. And two gone in the top of the sixth inning. One run home. Marauders clinging on to this one run lead at 4-3. His pitch, fastball, ground ball, foul down the third baseline. Boy, that thing was hugging the white chalk. About 85 feet down. And it just took a left turn. So strike one on Thomas. But boy, was that close. Tano gets a sign, and he comes set for the belt, the pitch. That one's in the dirt, good block from Alfonso, it's 1-1. Marauders this year in another one-run game late, starting to exit the middle innings. They've been a lot of close wins this year. They've been in 21 one-run games, in which 37 of their first 51 games have been decided by three runs or less. Trying to keep this scoreline in favor of them. 1-1. Breaking ball off the glove, Alfonso. And that's going to score Saltabon. Who's the runner to second base? That might go down as a pass ball that'll score a run. Moves Fires to second base in a 4-4 tie game. So now Basic can give the Thrashers a lead again. All square at four, the 2-1. That one bounces in before home, as Alfonso blocks with a chest protector. So that it does go down as a pass ball against Alfonso. Ball. And that just misses for ball four. So second walk in the inning, but still two gone here in the top of the sixth. So the inherited run scores against Hung Long Cheng, which really for him too, his line will probably be better than what it will say. So he pitched better than what his line will show here tonight. Now Nika Pawaka Grego, the lefty. Against southpaw for Tata with two outs, two on. Opening pitch. Fastball line to first, and Plaz has it right on the line behind the first base bag, and that's the inning. Two runs score, though, and the Thrashers have tied the game at four after five and a half here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited.
That's one,
I
text
all my friends right there.
Jack swing, and he went around for a strike three.
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sets 1-2. Check swing, and he went around for a strike three. Thrashers scored two in the top of the sixth inning. As a 4-4 tie game now. As John Enriquez into the contest now for the Clearwater Threshers. Facing Shalene Polanco. Runner center fielder pops it up behind the second base bag. Middle of the shortstop makes the catch. And one gone in the sixth inning on just one pitch. So brand new ball game. As Casey Stewart's evening is over. Gives up four runs on five hits in five innings. No walks, seven Ks. 80 pitches, 52 strikes. First pitch, Axel Plaz is in there for a called strike. And now Enriquez is in. 24-year-old on minor league rehab. The 0-1. And that's low. It's 1-1. Down from High A Jersey Shore. The 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, struck well center field. Owusu Isiudu heading back towards the track. He's at the wall, jumps, can't make the catch. Plaz motors around second base. The ball kicked away. Plaz is coming home. The relay, the throw. It's dropped, and Plaz, can you believe it? A catcher inside the park, home run. And the Marauders have the lead again at 5-4. Well, he stumbled around second base and he regained his footing and it came all the way home. Boy, what a game this has been so far. A couple leads back and forth. As here's Connor Delgado. Pitches roll foul, first base side. I don't know if Plaz was expecting the wave from Gustavo Mania at third. He got it. He kept on going. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. On an off speed there. So Marauders with two runs today. One over the fence, just barely, and the other one inside the ballpark. 0-2, and Delgado dribbles it foul first base side. Now Bradenton now in the lead again. One out, base is empty. The 0-2. Fastball down and at 95 from Enriquez. We talked about him last year and what he did last season. Well, spent most of the year in Clearwater. And 1-2 is flat in the air, left side of the infield. Juan Cabrego on the dirt is called off by Miller, the shortstop, makes the catch on the dirt in the hole. Two pop outs in this inning have led to both outs. With as Merlin Valdez coming up. Well, that is the second Marauders inside the park home run, too, by the way. Valdez had the other. It was a grand slam. First pitch to Valdez is a fastball low for ball one. Two outs. Base is empty, run home on the inside of the park home run, 5-4. Bradenton. The 1-0. And Valdez takes low again, 2-0. He's halfway on the cycle to himself. Tripled and scored last inning. Single in the third inning. 2-for-2 tonight. And the 2-0. That's in tight for ball three. So Valdez. He can get in here for on base for the third time tonight. 3-0. And get me over fastball, a called strike. Three-one. Swinging a looper foul, first base side. And the count's full. Well, just the feel of this game so far. This is how the last series went in Clearwater. Just back and forth, trading leads, close games. 3-2, breaking ball fouled off at home plate. So I think that's really what to expect here again. Thrashers coming in, 34-17, a game lead on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Now 15 games to go in the first half of the season. 3-2. Swinging a line drive back up the middle to left center field. Owusu Isidu cuts it off in the alley. Here comes Valdez testing his arm. Throw to second base is not in time. And now Esberlin Valdez is just a home run away from the cycle. He's 3-for-3 tonight. A hustle double. And the Marauders have another extra base hit. So Valdez picks up his 8th two-bagger of the season. He's got his first triple of the year. And now here comes a word from Gustavo Armas, the pitching coach. On the break of the action, let's give you a little look on the out-of-town scoreboard. Go to the Pittsburgh Pirates organization this time. Buccos at home at PNC Park, taking on the Dodgers, part of a opening homestand there. Jared Jones, well, he's been fantastic as always. 6 innings, no runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks. He's probably done, is at 100 pitches. I mentioned it earlier, but he struck out Shohei Ohtani on a 101-mile heater on 2021 at Bradenton Marauder. Triple A Indy losing 8-0, bottom of the third inning at Victory Field. Double A Altoona is behind 1-0 on the road at Richmond, top 7. Greensboro on top of Jersey Shore, 2-1 in the top of the 6th inning. J.P. Massey in the ballgame. And here's Javier Rivas, takes a first pitch curveball low for ball one. And that is Enriquez's club in the Blue Claws, where he made 5 appearances there last year to end the season. A team that won the second half as well in the South Atlantic League. 1-0 is foul tipped to the mid of by Javi to Jared Thomas. It's 1-1. Blue Claws were bounced, though, in 3 games by the Hudson Valley Renegades, who and lost the Greenville drive and the championship. 1-1 is down and away. It's 2-1. The Blue Claws had a wild end of the season last year to win the crown. I mean, it was a close battle as it is this year. The Greensboro ahead on Jersey Shore by 1.5 games. 2-1. Fastball is low below the knees. 3-1. Now, Blue Claws, I believe, won 5 out of 6 games in their last series to win. They won in extras against the Renegades. 3-1. Swing and a ground ball to Miller. Shortstop has it. Glove side throws to first in time. And that's the end of the inning. But up for an inside the park home run from Axio Plaz gives Marauders the lead back 5-4 after 6 on Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by and pick up.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back at Bradenton with the Marauders holding a one-run lead at 5-4 as Hunter Furtado into the ballgame. Still remains in the ballgame, but his first full inning now. First pitch to Raylan Heredia is a fastball high for ball one. 8-9-1, two up to start the top of the seventh inning. Again, 5-4, Marauders. Thomas and Zarella, rest of our entire crew. So happy you could join us on this Tuesday night. And the 1-0 is a changeup high and away. It's 2-0. Marauders got the lead once again in the sixth inning on an inside the park home run from Axio Plaz after Threshers scored 2 in the sixth. 2-0, and a ball in the dirt, 3-0. Devin Salt the ball with a triple. That scored Aiden Miller, and then a pass ball scored Salt the ball. The 3-0, and fastball on the inside black called strike. So the final line for Chang again. 3 earned runs, 4 runs total on 4 hits and 5 to 3rd innings, 1 walk, 7 Ks. Furtado's 3-1, and that's just a hair low for ball 4. So he walks ready to begin this 7th inning. Puts a tying run on base for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Guy's got some pop at the bat, too. We saw plenty of extra base hits from him against the Marauders. Righty batter shows bunt, gets it down. Foul, though, third base side. Touched up by Alfonso around the home plate area. Owusu Asiedu this year against Bradenton is 6 for 30. He's got 3 doubles and a triple. At one point, he had basically all of his doubles had come. He's got 9 now, but those first 9 games we played in the month of April, so didn't have many other chances to pick up some extra base hits. A lot of them had come against Bradenton pitching. Already's at first here. Wind still blowing out towards right center. Sun beginning to set. Beautiful skyline. Out beyond the palm trees and right. And the 0-1 is a breaking ball on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Will Suicidu is 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Furtado looks to first. And now goes that way. Now, speaking of bunts and now two strikes, college baseball going on. Been watching a lot of that too. And saw one of the rare feats you never really see anymore. I mean, only postseason play, but even still, you don't see it anymore because, for example, the National League, like the Pirates, when they're hitters, Furtado another toss to first, you'd see more often where you get a strikeout on a bunt attempt. And it happened yesterday in the North Carolina-LSU game. Decide who was going to the Super Regionals. 0-2. Swing and foul back. Now, pitchers in the major leagues, when they had pitchers, you'd see that a lot because a lot of pitchers, obviously, they weren't going to swing away. Either have them try to put a bunt down for a third time than try to swing away. There were some very good pitchers that were hitters. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Snap throw back to first. Not in time. They get the strikeout there on Owosu-Asidu. Furtado's got his second strikeout and one gone in the seventh inning with Heredia at first base. 5-4 Marauders. And here's Pierce Bennett. A left fielder in the top of the order. Batting right, first pitch, and he takes change up on the outside corner, called strike. Now for Todd, a little bit everything in his arsenal. Primarily a fastball, changeup, curveball mix. Snap throw back to first. Ready isn't standing. Ready this year, he's got 3 stolen bases in 6 attempts in 27 games. Now for Todd, has got plenty of pickoffs though. Him and Michael Kennedy. The 0-1, swing on a chopper, foul, third base side. Bradenton as a team has 14 pickoffs. They've kind of slowed down a bit here, but Furtado's got 5 of them. Had the last one last week, picked off Pancho Ruiz at first base. Great catcher in the twin system, I think will end up near the big league someday. 0-2, hit on the ground, left side, diving stop by Rivas, pops up, double clutches. He's got plenty of arm, though, and throws Bennett out at first. As Rivas continues to play strong defensively at shortstop and third this year. So 2 outs with a runner at second base, top 7. 5-4 Marauders in this opening game of a 6-game set to the Pirates and the Phillies, single-A affiliates. Now here's Aiden Miller. Phillies' first round pick last year. And one of their top prospects. Opening pitch is a fastball, letter high, called strike. Lefty Furtado set, looks to second base. Toledo's covering, and the 0-1. There's a changeup on the outside corner, a called strike. Furtado looking for his third strikeout in his outing. And to leave a man at second base. The 0-2, swinging a foul back. Marauders 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors tonight. Thrashers 4 runs on 4 hits and no errors. Now balls and 2 strikes for Tato. His offering. Swinging a weak line drive back with the middle. Snap by Delgado from shallow center field. Throw to first is picked by Plaz. Beautiful play from Delgado and Plaz, and that's the seventh. It's stretch time. 5-4 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th, as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensacci a tu.
Bottom seven, Bradenton 5, Threshers 4. As first pitch from Henriquez is on the inside edge, called strike to Gerald Toledo. 9-1 and 2-2 up. Switching Toledo, batting left. Henriquez is out for his second inning of work out of the bullpen. 0-1, down and in, it bounces in the dirt. As Toledo stumbled out. Hunter Furtado now hitting a 2/3 scoreless out of the bullpen. The 1-1, in the dirt again, it's 2-1. Marauders got a run last inning to give it back the lead. 2-1. And that's off the plate outside, 3-1. On the inside the park home run from Axel Plaz. Second inside the parker this year. Both coming at Lecom. 3-1. And that's rolled foul, first base side. Kind of brings us to an article that saw today in Baseball America. For any analytics people out there, I always say before the broadcast, I like to talk about certain things in analytics, not full-blown overboard on it, but you know, one thing that always intrigues me is you'll see the major league level and the park factors, which basically determines you know how a ballpark plays for an offense or a pitcher. 3-2's pop foul behind Tom. For example, Coors Field in Colorado is always known as a hitter's ballpark because of the elevation. And then you have some really cavernous ballparks like Old Turner Field in Atlanta used to be just a massive pitcher-friendly ballpark. Or anything, fly balls went to die. Last week, Fort Myers seems like a pitcher-friendly ballpark from just the alleys. 3-2, and a sharp struck ground ball right at Saltabon at second. He has it, throws to first, and Toledo retired for the third time today. One gone, base is empty, bottom 7-5 for Marauders, as here is Braylon Bishop. Well, today, Baseball America and Matt Eddy did an article about the park factors, the minor leagues. They took in all this data from the last 2 years for every single affiliate in baseball. First pitch is down and in for ball one. To Bishop, it's 1-0. So, people always say the Florida State League, it isn't really a home run friend league. And You would be right. The 1-0. Check swing by Bishop, and he offered at it. Said Hopewood umpire Austin Mashak. And you know, that one, I think, Bishop just wanted him to appeal down to first. The 1-1. That's called strike on the outside corner. Bishop, who homered in the fifth inning his last time up. One, two, and that's outside. Well, the one really surprising that came out of it was looking at Greensboro, for example. That is a very tiny little ballpark. And so it says that it plays not as home run heavy as you would think. As Bishop swings and misses on a fastball for strike three. Two quick outs here in the seventh inning for Eddie Rodriguez. But in all high A, it's given up 112 home runs, which isn't even near close to the top. You've got probably at least 10, 15 other teams in front. Dayton, in fact. First pitch, swing and a miss to Eddie Rodriguez for strike one. In fact, read that wrong. Greensboro got the second most home runs, so 150. That's the second most home runs hit in a ballpark. Righties, for example. First pitch, where the 0-1's on the inside corner. 0-2 to Rodriguez here. And two outs, bases empty, bottom 7, 5-4 Marauders. And the 0-2, swinging a fly ball, punched out towards right center. Already on the run, back towards the edge of the track, has it. That's a 1-2-3 seventh for Enriquez. 7 gone, 5-4 Marauders on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Threshers behind 5-4 on the Bradenton Marauders. As New Armour the ball game, they go from one SEC pitcher to another, from Furtado to Magdiocoto. And the lefty coming in here, 21-year-old from the University of Kentucky. 11th round draft pick last year by the Pittsburgh Pirates, making his 16th appearance this season. 3-3 win loss record, a .175 ERA. The righty Devin Sontabon digs in, and first pitch he fans on for strike one. 3-4-5 due up against him. Okoto, 19 walks, 24 Ks, and 25 2/3 innings this year. The 0-1, swinging a pop up behind to him out of play for strike two. Opponents need just a .157 off of him this season. Fastball changeup slider mix. And Saltabon uses his allotted timeout. Got a last pitch a week ago. And the 0-2. And that's low. Inning a third scoreless. Walk two, allowed a hit. Back on May 29th. 1-2. Swing a line drive. One hopper, Delgado. Fields from the edge of the grass. Strong throw to first, and they get him. Saltabon could run well, but he's put away. One gone in the eighth inning for Jordan Viers. Cotto, who's really come in here as part of the closing role with Landon Tompkins. So this could be just a one inning, could be a multi-inning save here for Cotto. First pitch is down and in. And the fastball for ball one. Cotto this year does have three saves. Tompkins has six. The 1-0. Jack swing by Viers. It's at the bottom of the zone, though, for a call strike. Randing a Florida State League Player of the Week tonight. Continued to play well. 1-for-2 with a walk. A run scored. 1-1. Swing and a tapper up the first base side. Cotto off the mound. Bare hands. Fields throws to first and is dropped. That was a bit off target. What a swinging bunt there from Jordan Viers, and it works out well. Infield. Let's see if that goes down as a single or not. I believe it does. It has done. So time run on to the top of the eighth inning for Caden Hediger. First pitch from Cotto. Fastball misses for a ball. Viers at first base, 5-4 Marauders. They took the lead in the sixth inning. 1-0. Fastball, the kneecaps called strike. And it's 1-1. Cotto set the pitch. Swing and a foul back. It's 1-2. Hediger 0-for-2 tonight. Walked and scored in the second inning. Now a 13-game on-base streak for him. He's walked 8 times against the Marauders this season. Don't you think him as a... listed on the roster as a catcher, so a catcher for his baseman. Not going to play every night. Pretty impressive. 1-2. That's fastball high and away. 2-2. It's really the same thing with Omar Alfonso, but he's pretty much been almost an everyday guy. Long start to first, 2-2. Swing a line drive out towards left field. Bishop over to the alley, stops and has it. Viers was fanning on the run to run on the pitch. He now retreats back to first and two gone in the eighth inning. Cotto continues his strong trend here. If he can pick up this last out. So here's Luis Caicudo. Cotto has allowed just one unearned run in 13 2/3 innings. Opponent's hitting .140 against him. His last 8 outings coming in. But now they bring Caicudo off the bench to hit for Jared Thomas. Runner at first, 5-4 Marauders. Opening pitch. Swing and a miss. Power fastball on the outside corner, 92. Kai Kudo this season hitting 250 in 30 games. 10 doubles, no home runs, 17 driven in. OPS of 670. Early off of first for Byers, the 0-1. And fastball right there on the inside. Black for a called strike. So can Cotto work around the one-out single? To got a man on the 0-2. Swinging a foul back behind Tone. I think for Bradenton, they feel so comfortable, you feel like, in these one-run ball games, having played just so many of them. Offense has been good tonight. 5 runs on 7 hits. Can they just continue to keep Thrashers off the board here? The 0-2. Backdoor slider called, third strike. And he gets Kai Kudo looking to end the top of the eighth inning. 5-4 Marauders, bottom eight next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom eight, Bradenton 5, Threshers 4. New pitch in the ballgame is Saul Taranzin. I have a chance here to see two of the best closers in the FSL this year go neck and neck. First pitch to Omar Alfonso is a curveball for a called strike. From Taran to Alfonso. 3, 4, and 5 due up is Taran. Ready's home, the 0-1. And that's down and in for ball 1-1. Taran takes over for Enriquez, who went two innings today, gave up a run on two hits and a strikeout. As Alfonso checks his swing, he run around for strike two. By the way, Luis Caicudo stays in the ballgame as the catcher. Pinch hit for Jerry Thomas last inning. 1-2 popped in the air, left side. Long run for Powaka Granko, who shipped it over, makes the catch on the run, though, and foul ground even with a bag. One gone in the eighth inning here is Shalene Polanco. Let's get to the numbers on Tehran this season. He leads the FSL with 7 saves, and he's been really good this year. 3-0 with a 1.10 ERA now, his 14th appearance. Perfect again, 7-for-7 in saves. Lefty Polanco crushes this one deep to right field. Heredia gives it a courtesy jump, but this one's gone. Onto the boardwalk for Shalene Polanco. Another home run for him. Home run number 6. It's the team leading blast. And a big insurance run. That makes it a 2-run ball game at 6-4. You knew it off the bat. That one was really had a chance there. That's the first home run allowed by Teron this year. As Axio Plaz takes high and in for ball one. Well, the run in, it's 6-4. Teron gave up three all of last year and 33 2/3 innings. Checks his swing, leaves it low. It's 2-0. Well, the finished numbers on Teron, 12 walks, 23 Ks, and 16 1/3 innings. The 2-0. And Plaz takes changeup on the inside corner, called strike. Pitch is high, 3-1. The base is empty. Pitch. Lies. Hits it in the air to left center. Bending a leg break on it, and it's Owusu-Asudu who spots it and has it. Two gone in the eighth inning with a run in for Connor Delgado. Still a bit in that twilight hour with mostly now the sun officially setting, and so it'll make it a little bit easier. Bags empty, two gone, 6-4. As Delgado, a number off the edge of the bat, foul third base side. Switch hitter batting left. There's Gustavo Amaña, third base coach Bradenton all year long. The 0-1. And Delgado grounds it foul first base side. There's Ernesto Rosari, so both coaches getting some work in there. Gustavo works a lot with the catchers. Ernesto with the hitters and the outfielders. Now Tompkins is warming in the bullpen from Bradenton in right field. The 0-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Delgado runs down to first. Kaikudo throws that way, and that ends the inning. But a run home on the Shalene Polanco home run. It's a two-run lead now, 6-4. Top of the ninth, coming up next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Top of the ninth inning after the home run from Shalene Polanco in the eighth. It's now a 6-4 Bradenton advantage. Landon Tompkins comes in here in a save situation looking for number seven. As he has 7, 8, and 9, two up. Lefty Nico Polanco Grego digs in. It's the righty Tompkins. First pitch is flied well deep down the left field line, but that's going to slice foul for strike one. Numbers on Tompkins this season, 1-0 with a 3.10 ERA, now making his 16th appearance. six saves and eight opportunities. He's walked seven, struck out 20, and 20 in the third. The 0-1 is a curveball outside for ball. It's 1-1. Opponent's hitting just a .192 off of him this season, with a whip of just 1.03. Really good numbers for Tompkins. The 1-1, and a power fastball, 94. It's powered right past him. Walker Grego today's 1-for-3. RBI a single in the second. That put the Thrashers in front. They scored two in the second. Marauders scored four and answered. Thrashers took a lead. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Tompkins, 96. He runs it up to one gone on the strikeout. Here is Raylan Heredia. Tompkins takes over from Magdiel Cotto. He struck out one in a scoreless eighth inning. And now the righty Heredia, first pitch. Swing and a miss. A little bit of action there on that riding fastball in the hands. The 0-1. Swing and a foul back. It's nothing and two. One out, base is empty, a two-run lead at 6-4 for the Marauders. And now time call. Righty from the ear, the 0-2. And a fastball just high. Tompkins this year making his fourth appearance against the Threshers. He's gone five scoreless innings, just one hit allowed. Seven Ks, the 1-2. Breaking ball, punch back towards the screen. Here's the 1-2 again. Just outside, it missed by much at 96. Already a sack fly in the second. Stroking out looking in the fifth and then walked in the seventh inning. Was left at second base, though. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Another fastball right past him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Landon Tompkins. And now it's up to Avery Owusu-Asidu as the Thrashers are down their last out tonight. Nobody on and two gone. Top nine. 6-4, Bradenton. And first pitch, swing and a miss. 96 as Tompkins is just jacking up the velocity now. The 0-1. Tug that one outside. Owusu-Asidu is 0-for-3 tonight with three strikeouts. Really will end the game here and not get back to the top of the order. The 1-1, throws a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Right on the inside corner, on the ready, Owusu-Asidu. And now two strikes on him. Two outs, base is empty. The 1-2, swing and a miss, and Tompkins strikes at the side in the ninth. And the Marauders take game one by a score of 6-4 over the Threshers. Now they provided some great pitching again out of the bullpen today. The bullpen ends up going 3 2/3 scoreless. They threw five scoreless on Sunday. Now an 8 2/3 scoreless inning streaks for the bullpen. A couple of home runs today by Polanco, Axio Flaz, and Braylon Bishop. Really an all-around team effort victory as the Threshers drop a big one here tonight. Again, 6-4. We come back here to Leacom Park. It's the post-game show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjaka.
if you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Leecom Park here inside the broadcast booth. Thomas and Sorella on the Marauders postgame show. Here to take you back through this one tonight as the Marauders pick up game one victory, 6-4 over the Clearwater Threshers. Starting at the top of the second inning, that's when the Threshers got on the board first. A single and a walk from Byers and Kaden Henniger put two on, and then one out. Puaka Grego singles to the right side against Hung Long Cheng. Cuts it in half, makes it a 1-0 lead, for the Threshers. Sack fly from Rylan Heredia, doubled it to 2-0. Bottom four Marauders now cut it in half at 2-1 after Eddie Rodriguez was hit by a pitch to start the inning. The next two men retired before Axio Plaz with a single to make it 2-1. Marauders then scored three in the fifth inning, started with a triple from Esmerlin Valdez. Rivas single back with the middle scored him to tie the game, and then Rivas ended up scoring on a two-run laser home run. I mean, he got out in a hurry out in right field of the bullpen for Braylon Bishop. It was 4-2 after that. Threshers tied the game in the top of the sixth inning on a triple from Devin Sothebon, who then scored on a pass ball to tie the game. Marauders scored two after that. An inside the park home run from Axio Plaza in the sixth inning. And then Shalene Polanco insurance home run in the eighth against Saul Tehran to finalize the score at 6-4. Final numbers in this one. Threshers, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 5 men left on base. Marauders, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 3 men left on base. Winning pitcher is Hunter Furtado, who improves to 1-1. John Henriquez is loser, falls 2-1. Landon Tompkins now tied for the FSL lead with 7 saves on the season. Game time 2 hours and 16 minutes, seen by 5:19 on this Tuesday night in Bradenton, Florida. We come back on the postgame show. We'll get you some scores, then get you ready for tomorrow's Wednesday night game here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Lecom Park on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Marauders pick up a opening night victory of the six-game series by a score of 6-4. Before we get you out of here, take a look at some scores on the out-of-town scoreboard. Pirate system, they lead 1-0 right now on the Dodgers as three outs away. Jared Jones, six scoreless today. Colin Holderman, Aroldis Chapman with scoreless innings as well. Triple-A Annapolis, they were trailing 8-0. It's now 8-4, bottom five at Victory Field. Double-A Altoona fell 1-0 today. That's a tough one in Richmond. High-A Greensboro, they're now trailing 4-3. Just gave up two runs in the top of the seventh inning. And they're heading to the eighth inning right now at First National Bank Field. And so looking another game and a half right now ahead on the Blue Claws. So some pressure there for Greensboro. And the Florida State League, everybody else is final today but St. Lucie and Daytona. Mets have a 5-3 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning right now on the Tortugas. Palm Beach falls to Dunedin today 3-1. They had a bit of a delay there too during that one. Jupiter shut out by Lakeland 3-0, so Flying Tigers are now tied for first in the FSL. And thanks to the Marauders, Tarpons fall at home 4-2 to the Mighty Muscles. And again here today, Bradenton picks up a 6-4 victory over the Threshers. They improve to 22-30 on the season. Well, back at it tomorrow, Wednesday night, Antoine Kelly gets the baseball 1-3, a 4.86 ERA. Micah Ottenbrett goes opposite 1-3 and a 5.02 ERA. Pregame show gets rolling at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network, and we'll get first pitch right at 6:30. Big thank you to our entire crew, Thomas and Zarella, saying so long from Lecom Park. Final score one last time, Marauders 6, Threshers 4. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Antoine Kelly again on the hill. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night. Looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.